You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy, and today's episode, a continuation from our last episode. And last episode was about how to be a better sibling to your younger sibling. So obviously that was for the older sibling. Well, today's episode is going to be for the younger sibling, how to be a better sibling to your older sibling, or probably better put it, how do you have a relationship with your older sibling where they don't want to beat you up, bully you, or take advantage of you and are mean to you? Now, this comes from a question from a young person that does have some challenges with their siblings. So I just want to start off by saying, when you're the younger sibling, let's just talk about what you really, really want. And you've always wanted this ever since you're a little kid. You just want your sibling to play with you. That's it. I've never met a younger sibling that, as they're growing up, doesn't try to get the attention of their older sibling. And the reason why you want to get your attention of your older sibling is because you want your older sibling to like you. You want them to notice you. You want them to have conversations with you. You're watching them as a younger sibling do things in life that you aspire to do. That, in fact, most older siblings sometimes give their younger siblings ideas about what to get interested in. I know in my family, all my older siblings were into football and basketball and surfing. So those are the exact three things I did growing up: football, basketball, and surfing. The order of which one I liked was surfing, basketball, football, but that's neither the case. I was better at football, so I went with that one. So when you're a younger sibling, like me with my older siblings, you admire them, you look up to them, but ultimately you just want to play with them. As you get older, it's called hanging out. But when you're younger, you just want them to play a game with you. And the reason why you want that is because while you're playing games with your older siblings, you're learning from them the whole entire time. You're uploading data. So older siblings, when you're playing with your younger siblings, older siblings aren't watching the younger sibling to see how they behave and how they respond and certain nuanced things that they could learn from their younger sibling. It is that case with the younger sibling looking up to the older sibling. When a younger sibling is, next time if you're a parent and you're watching your kids play any sort of game, watch how the younger sibling will be observing all the little details that the older sibling is doing. And then watch how the younger sibling will sometimes emulate it and copy it. The reason why younger siblings do that is because older siblings have an advantage in life. They've lived longer. Because they've lived longer and because they have more friends, because they go outside the house more, the younger siblings are very curious about what the older sibling knows and what they've learned. Well, why would your older sibling share anything with you about what they know? Why would they let you hang out with their friends? Why would they let you be around them if they don't like you? And how could they possibly like you as their younger sibling if the only relationship they have with you is fighting and arguing over petty things or them just being mean and bullying you? So what I tell all my younger siblings is I tell them, if you want respect from your older sibling, if you want them to treat you more like an equal, not bully you or not make fun of you and tease you and just belittle you, if you want those things, then you're going to have to give your older sibling something that they want. Now, before I say this, sometimes older siblings get a little carried away with this. And sometimes older siblings start to get the like, I could really manipulate and take advantage of my younger sibling. That can happen. And I'm not saying that that won't happen, that your older sibling won't try to take advantage of your niceness and the thing I'm about to suggest to you. Regardless of that being a possibility, that could happen, I still want you to do what I'm going to tell you anyways. And what I want you to do as the younger sibling is I want you to go to your older sibling when no one else is around. And I want you to have like a really heartfelt, not conversation, but just say something very heartfelt to your sibling about your relationship with them. And I'll tell you why after I want you to say this. So I want you to go to your older sibling, and of course, I'm just using this as an example. I'm not saying you have to say exactly what I'm about to tell you, but it's along these lines. Let's say you have an older sibling that has not wanted you to let them hang out with their friends. Maybe they've gotten annoyed at you. Maybe they've got frustrated with you. I want you to go to your older sibling, and I want you to say, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And it's very important that you don't look angry or upset, but you kind of just look down and almost just kind of look sad a little bit. And then your older sibling will be like, yeah, okay, what? And maybe they're busy right there in the moment. Just say, well, are you busy right now? Because I don't want to talk to you when you're busy, because what I'm about to say is kind of personal. It's kind of hard for me to say. Now, at this particular point, I've had 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds say this to older siblings. And every time they said this to an older sibling, and sometimes those older siblings are kind of not cool, kind of jerks. Every time they said,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something along those lines, the older sibling was definitely caught off guard and curious about what was going on. Even a couple of times they said something personal, like, what's wrong? Like, and they might have mocked him. And then the younger sibling's like, come on, man, I'm being serious. I just want to tell you something that's kind of important and personal to me. They'll go, okay, fine. They'll either let you talk then or go, well, come back after I get done playing the video game. So just like a good salesperson, you want to set up the meeting. You want to go, by the way, younger siblings who listen to this, I don't expect you to know what a good salesperson does, but what a good salesperson does is they don't just tell someone how much something costs and that they want the person to buy it. A good salesperson will set it up. We'll set up a meeting or say, hey, can we talk at a time that's okay for you? So once you get your older sibling to commit to talking to you, when you start the conversation, you should start off with just sharing the pain and the problem that you've been having. But before you share the pain and the problem, you want to start with a good old-fashioned apology. So whether you realize it or not, as the youngest sibling, there's a good chance that your older sibling, specifically if they haven't been all that cool to you that often, there's a good chance that they find you annoying and irritating. Now, just accept it. All older siblings are going to find their younger siblings annoying and irritating at some point in their life. So it's nothing personal towards you. Just accept that that's a possibility. But because I'm telling you that you have been annoying to them, because just that's what happens, you should start off with an apology. Start off by saying, hey, I just want to tell you, I'm really sorry for interrupting with you and your friends and bugging you and annoying you a lot. I tend to do that with my friends sometimes. I tend to do that with people, and I feel like people don't want me around, and I know I can be annoying, but I don't mean to. So I was wondering, is there anything you could do to help me or give me some advice or some pointers before, like, I annoy you? That's why I came to you right now, because I just want to kind of hear, like, yeah, I mean, you can tell me what bothers you about me, but you usually tell me, like, hey, quit being annoying, and you tell me to stop doing certain things, but you don't tell me, like, what to do. So if you wouldn't mind just kind of, like, helping me out, like, what is it that I do that annoy you, and then what could I do that would annoy you less? Because I just want to hang out with you guys sometime. And I know you don't want to hang out with me, but sometimes you'll play games with me when your friends aren't around. You've played with me before. You've let me hang out with your friends before. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm just asking you for your help. Every single time I've had a younger sibling do something like that. By the way, if you're a parent listening to this, I want you to role play this with your younger child. I want you to convince them. If it's you listening to this and you just go and sell this to your younger child, I want you to convince them that by role-playing and practicing, you pretending to be their older sibling and they practice with you, it's just going to help them feel more comfortable and it's going to help the conversation go a lot better. It's very, very crucial that after your child, or if you're the person listening to this, if you're the younger sibling, after you say that to your sibling, to say something like this. Hey, I don't expect you to have all the answers, and you may not know exactly what to tell me. I'd really appreciate if you think about it. And before your friends come and hang out, I want to talk to you about it before, because I don't want to annoy you. But at the same time, I do kind of want to be around you guys because you guys are cool. I want to be like you someday. Like, I want to be around you. I want to figure out what you figured out. When the younger siblings give a compliment like that, like, hey, you're cool, I want to be like you, just that compliment will take all the irritation and frustration your older sibling has towards you, and it will remove enough of it, because even though they're irritated by you and annoyed by you, what you just said was a compliment. And when you give someone a compliment, it softens the blow, or it robs them of their irritation and agitation towards you. So just by giving your older sibling a compliment that you want to be like them, it will soften their heart and they'll look at you and they'll be like, I guess I am kind of cool. Yeah, I don't blame them for wanting to be like me. Or what's happened to a couple of my other clients, the older sibling looked at them and said, I'm not cool at all. I'm frustrated. I have a hard time with my friends. And it turns out that the reason why that they don't want their younger sibling around their friends when they're hanging out is because they don't feel secure around their friends. They're not sure if their friends even like them. So they're worried if their younger sibling acts annoying when they come over the house, then that's going to be a turnoff to their friends or a girlfriend or a guy friend. And then they're not going to want to come back to the house. So there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes and inside the older sibling's mind that may cause them to not want their sibling around. But the only way you as a younger sibling, or you as a parent helping the younger of the two siblings figure this out, is by following steps like this, by communicating. These are just simple social health tools. See, with mental health, you know, I'd have to bring in both siblings and they have to talk about it. They have to have these long discussions. Social health is just more like a playbook of how to go initiate, go out and execute the things I'm telling you to do. So for all you younger siblings out there, you got this. Your older siblings can be your best friends growing up. They can be some of your best support people, but it doesn't have to happen when you're an adult. It could happen right now when you're living in the same household. So give all those tools and suggestions a try. And until next time, also remember to follow us on our social media. That's pretty cool too. We're definitely putting a lot of content up there now. And until next time, be cool.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.